Hey, beautiful souls. Welcome back to Healing Your Inner Child, Addressing the Root Cause, your daily dose of real talk and radical self-love. I'm your host, Sienna Cruz, here to help you unpack those messy emotions, heal from past hurts, and become the unstoppable badass you were always meant to be. Today, we're diving into something super important. Healing from past betrayals and finding trust again. Ever felt like your heart was a finely crafted vase, only to have someone carelessly smash it? Betrayal can feel like that, shattering your sense of safety, security, and even love itself. It leaves you questioning everything, everyone, and even your own judgment. But here's the thing. Just because something broke doesn't mean it can't be mended. We're going to explore how to piece those fragments back together stronger than before. Ready to reclaim your power? Let's break down 5 key takeaways that can help you heal and build trust again. 1. Acknowledge the pain. First things first, you need to acknowledge the pain. It's real, it's valid, and it deserves space. Bottling it up only allows it to fester and grow. Talk about it, write it down, scream into your pillow, whatever feels right for you. Expressing those emotions helps process them and move forward. 2. Forgive yourself in them. This one's a disease, I know. Forgiveness isn't about condoning the betrayal, it's about releasing the grip it has on your heart. Holding on to anger and resentment is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. It only hurts you in the end. Forgive them, not for their sake, but for yours. And yes, that includes forgiving yourself. We all make mistakes, especially when we're hurting. 3. Set healthy boundaries. Think of boundaries as invisible fences protecting your emotional well-being. They help define what is and isn't acceptable in your relationships. After a betrayal, it's crucial to set clear boundaries to protect yourself from further hurt. This might mean limiting contact with the person who betrayed you, saying no to requests that make you uncomfortable, or prioritizing your own needs. Remember, healthy boundaries are not selfish, they're essential for your growth and well-being. 4. Focus on self-love. Now more than ever, prioritize self-love. Shower yourself with kindness, compassion, and understanding. Engage in activities that bring you joy, nourish your body with healthy foods, and surround yourself with people who support and uplift you. Remember, you are worthy of love, respect, and happiness regardless of what happened in the past. 5. Trust the journey. Healing takes time. Be patient with yourself and allow the process to unfold naturally. There will be ups and downs, moments of doubt, and even setbacks. That's okay. Just keep reminding yourself that you are strong, resilient, and capable of healing. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine this amazing woman, let's call her Maya. Maya was betrayed by someone she deeply trusted, a friend who shared secrets, confided in her, and promised unwavering loyalty. This betrayal shattered Maya's world. She felt lost, confused, and utterly heartbroken. She withdrew from everyone, questioning the authenticity of every relationship she had. Sound familiar? Well, Maya decided to take control. She started journaling about her feelings, acknowledging the pain and anger without judgment. She set boundaries with that friend, choosing to distance herself for her own well-being. And slowly, Maya began to focus on self-love. She joined a yoga class, rediscovered old hobbies, and surrounded herself with supportive friends who reminded her of her worth. It wasn't easy, but through this journey of healing, Maya discovered an inner strength she never knew she possessed. She learned to trust again, not blindly, but consciously, choosing relationships that nurtured her soul. You see, healing from betrayal isn't about forgetting what happened, it's about allowing yourself to move forward with grace, wisdom, and renewed self-love. Remember, you are not defined by your past experiences. You're a warrior, capable of overcoming any obstacle and building a future filled with trust, connection, and joy. So, what will you do today to start healing from past betrayals and build trust again? Start by acknowledging the pain, forgiving yourself and others if you're ready, setting healthy boundaries, prioritizing self-love, and trusting that you deserve happiness. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who might need to hear these words. Let's create a community of support and healing together. Until next time, keep shining your light bright and remember you are worthy, loved, and capable of anything.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.